Well, again, brothers and sisters, what a joyous occasion we have today as we kick off the new calendar year. Of course, I can't help but remind us that we're already 1 month into the new year in the Lord's grace that He's given us. But yes, we have this secular holiday, and of course, we kind of baptize it with honoring our mother, Mary, Mother of God, today in a beautiful way. So that's how we start out the new calendar year, right? Invoking our Blessed Mother to strengthen us, to nurture us, to point us toward her Son and how beautiful it is. And you can see all the readings that are chosen for today. It's so much beauty, so much glory. But it's kind of subtle, and it's kind of hidden in a way if we don't look too deep. If you just read through these readings and you might think, boy, they're not as juicy as some of the other ones that we get, but well, let's take a look. There's a lot of goodness here. So, of course, the gospel passage is when the shepherds come in. Hey, so they saw this whole host of angels, and you know, when they were just out doing their thing, and all these angels appeared, glory to God in the highest. I mean, just wow. And remember that the shepherds, they're the outcasts of society. So there's a reason why they're outside of town tending the sheep, and they're not in town, because a lot of them were scoundrels. They were pushed off, and so the angels appear to them. Right? God always picks the lowly ones. He always, the mustard seed principle, right? He's always about redemption. That's why He sent His Son, right? And so, yeah, they appeared. So the shepherds show up. These angels told him the story. And they're like, okay, we better go check it out. If you've seen, those of you that are fans of The Chosen, I think they did it again this year, a Christmas special. The same people made it. If I remember, it's called The Shepherd. It's like about 15 or 20 minutes long. It's not a full length, but and it's actually pretty awesome how the angels appear, and this guy has his wounded leg, and he's an outcast of the outcast, and he's running, and he gets healed. And anyway, they show up, and lo and behold, there's Mary and Joseph and Jesus in the manger. And you can only imagine how amazing this was to these people. Oh yeah, the Messiah is finally here, and why are the angels appearing to me? Like, nobody else in town even wants to talk to me, right? They want to go away. And the angels, God sends His messenger to me, and wow, and here I am in the presence of this child, and exactly as it was said, here it is. And so the amazement of Mary and Joseph, the amazement of the shepherds, all this amazement. I know some of you have seen in the chapel, there's a sign up above the tabernacle that says, prepare to be amazed. The Lord wants to amaze us too, brothers and sisters. He delights in doing that. He wants to knock our socks off, right? He wants us to know how deeply He loves us. And so we see this happening. And it says Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, right? Like, wow, this is pretty amazing. Going all the way back. So this goes all the way back to the Annunciation. She's still processing these things. Like, what is really going on here? What is the Lord doing? Here is the Lord, right? What does all this mean? So beautiful and so amazing. And the shepherds return and they're praising and glorifying the Lord. And you can only imagine the stories they told. Totally changed, right? Never the same after that encounter with the angels. And then especially the encounter with Jesus, the Christ child. Really tremendous. So first key thing, God wants to amaze us too. He wants us to be amazed, brothers and sisters. Not just, oh yeah, here, yeah, okay, this is the end of the octave, and I kind of think I should go to Mass because it's New Year's Day, and it's a solemnity, and it's usually a holy day of obligation, and so I guess I'll go to Mass. You know, He wants to knock your socks off, friends. Absolutely wants to. And look at the other readings. He goes to the extent that He wants to show His face to you. God wants to manifest Himself completely to you, right? Reveal Himself. We see that in the reading from Numbers and in the responsorial, very beautiful. So from Numbers, I'm sure you've heard the Irish blessing that sounds an awful lot like this. I think that's where they got that blessing. But the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. He wants His face to shine upon you, brothers and sisters. He's looking at you. He's adoring you. He loves you. He delights in you right now. He wants you to see His face shining on you. You are His beloved sons and daughters in whom He is well pleased. And so we go, well, we'll get to the New Testament here in a minute, but He wants His face to shine upon you. He wants you to know how beloved you are. That's so key. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. He wants you to have peace in your heart too, brothers and sisters. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in your life, He wants His peace to reign supreme in your heart. So he lets his face shine upon you so that you'll trust him, so that you'll give yourself to him. Let him take care of these things, right? The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Now the responsorial, this is from Psalm 67, most of Psalm 67. May God have pity on us. We could say mercy is a better translation in my estimation. May God have mercy on us and bless us. And may he let his face shine upon us. God's not wagging a finger saying, I know what you did. I know what you did last night. You got hammered, didn't you? Or whatever you did. No. God's face is shining upon you. Not upon the dark. We all have darkness. We all have sins. But his face is shining upon you. It's so beautiful. And then, yes, so let us return to the creche, the crib scene. There's the Lord himself shining upon you. His little baby face shining upon you, right? And now, where did he get that face? Well, he got it from Mary, right? Mary, our mother of God. He didn't have a father in the flesh, right? He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. But so all of his human characteristics came from Mary. So he probably looked a lot like Mary. He probably talked a lot like Mary, right? And Joseph too. He learned, you know, he would have had their accent, whatever their accent sounded like. His smile, his eyes, the complexion of his skin, all of that would have come from our Blessed Mother. Because that's where he took his human characteristics, right? And so yes, shining upon you in such a beautiful way. And Mary's grace and her smile is shining upon you too, because she's not only his mother, she's your mother and my mother. And she wants you to know how much Christ's face shines upon you. God the Father's face shines upon you. The Holy Spirit shines upon you. This is really important for us. Now, let us take a quick look at this, the second reading from Galatians. As proof that you were sons and daughters, you know, Paul's using the collective term, like when we say brethren, I know some people chortle a little bit, but it means, you know, brothers and sisters. So as proof that you are sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son or a daughter. And if a son or a daughter, then also an heir through God. We're heirs to everything that Christ was given from the Father, which the Father gave him everything. We're heirs to that, brothers and sisters. So it's not like his face just shines upon you and it's kind of like off in the distance, pretty cool. No, he wants to give you everything, brothers and sisters. And there's another linkage with Mary, because Mary's mother of the church. So we didn't take our flesh from Mary, but we could say our spiritual flesh came from Mary, right? Because through baptism, in a beautiful and mysterious and profound way, Mary births us into the church as we become members of the body of Christ. This is for us too. That's what Paul's getting at here. We should be crying out, Abba, Father. Not just imagining Jesus doing that, but no, we should be crying out, Abba. That kind of means daddy. It's a term of endearment, so to speak. Abba, Father. Beautiful. Yes, we are heirs too, brothers and sisters. We just have to claim our share, right? Our share of this wonderful victory that Christ won for us. All the riches that flow from that. The eternal riches in heaven that he wants us to partake in with him. That's what he desires for us. And it all comes through Mary. Mary is the mother of salvation. That's a big claim. You might have heard that in the opening prayer, right? That's a pretty big claim. Like the mother of salvation? She was the mother of Jesus. Well, Jesus is our salvation, right? That's our Blessed Mother. And she wants to immerse us into this goodness. She wants us to know that God's face is shining upon us, that he is offering us everything right now. We just have to say yes. Mary shows us how to do that too, right? With her yes, with the Annunciation. In a very radical, beautiful way, friends, let us open up to all the Lord desires for us this year. He wants it to be our best year ever. We just have to keep saying yes. Yes, Abba. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Mary. Lead me to the Trinity. Holy Joseph, help me out as well. Let us brandish our spiritual weapons, embrace our spiritual family, brothers and sisters, and allow the Lord to knock our socks off, to amaze us, to fill us with His glory and His light, to blast out all the darkness within us, all the doubts, all the fears, and fill us with His goodness so that we can rejoice, not just today, not just this afternoon, but every day at His face shining upon us, His voice calling us to greatness, not to comfort, not to complacency, but to greatness, brothers and sisters. That's what He wants for us. So, just like Mary, let us keep saying yes. Let us not deny Him opportunities to transform us, to make us into those saints that He created us to be, so that we can go out into our community, into our culture more broadly, and set it on fire with His holy love.